A report into the abuse of older Australians is recommending legal changes to the residential aged care and banking sectors. And it has the support of groups representing the elderly who've gathered in Melbourne today, as Stephanie Corsetti reports.
It's been a long time coming, but a detailed legal response to target elder abuse has finally been unveiled. The report comes from the Australian Law Reform Commission and involved 15 months of consultation. The president is Rosalind Croucher.
The issue of elder abuse is poorly understood, and that there's an enormous cultural shift that needs to take place.
Among the 43 recommendations are improved screening of care workers, similar to working with children checks.
We wanted to shift the focus onto response and onto what was happening for the individual who is the subject of an incident in the first place.
In New South Wales, a 97-year-old man was charged with domestic violence offences against his elderly wife at Redhead, south of Newcastle. Police allege the man pushed the woman during an argument last night and she fell to the ground. But Rosalind Croucher says elder abuse is not just physical. It can take the form of financial or emotional abuse.
Even now with superannuation as an asset, it becomes a bit of a so-called golden egg, which the expression inheritance impatience comes up. And so, yes, improving what banks can do in the front line, improving how powers of attorney arrangement are set up in the first place.
The report also suggests banks do more to protect vulnerable customers. Professor Croucher says she hopes the dignity of older people will be improved if the changes are implemented.
Our main focus was on the federal laws, but we also look at harmonising and consistency issues, and we saw this as an opportunity that we just couldn't miss.
The Age Discrimination Commissioner is Dr. Kay Patterson. She's told today's Elder Abuse Forum it's a complex layered problem that is different from family violence.
People who have partner-to-partner violence or abuse, usually the family comes around the victim and usually the victim can hopefully move on. But with an older person, they don't want to lose their contact with their son or their daughter. The family sometimes gets split over it, so it has different facets, although it's a form of abuse.
Commissioner Patterson thinks a drop in home ownership among younger people is also contributing to the problem.
And there's pressure because people are living longer and more active and healthier and want to stay in their own homes. Younger people are finding it difficult to get off the ground to buy a new home or a first home. And so there's a bit of pressure on older people to sort of move out, to downsize or to sort of lend money to their son or daughter.
The report also recommends a national plan to combat elder abuse and new research into its prevalence. The Federal Attorney General is considering the recommendations.
Stephanie Corsetti reporting.